Hello, my friends and my family. I hope all are doing well. If you're hearing this, I'm recording it in December, before Christmas. And I had a situation happen in the last couple of weeks where the Lord reminded me of a word that He gave me for 2025, and he brought it back to my remembrance with some additional instructions. And the gist of it is that I need to be prepared for this next season to come, for 2025. And in this preparation, you know, I'm the type of person that I like to see people do well. I like to encourage people. I want to take people with me. And the Lord had to tell me that not everybody is going in the same direction that I'm going. And also, He said that not everybody deserves the victory. And it's a very sobering word. And even though, you know, I'm standing on the promise of the Lord to arrive at my destination, that 2025 will be a year of fruitfulness for me, it pains me to leave others behind. And so I said, well, Lord, you know, well, what can I do? And it was basically like, share the word of the Lord, share what God is going to do for the upcoming year. And, you know, maybe it'll shake people up. At least it's like, I said what I needed to say. I've given the warning, and, you know, everyone has a choice to make. And that was part of, you know, the word that God gave me was about the upcoming new year. And what I'll do is I'll link the videos and the previous podcasts and blogs where I wrote about this. It was titled, you know, Are You Hearing the Voice of God for 2025? And I had a part one, I had a part two. And so, you know, I spoke about, you know, what 2024 meant. It's, you know, the year of the open door. And then 2025 is the year that the Lord's trying to get our attention. And so I go in more detail in the blog, but essentially the choices we make now, what we have sown in 2024, we will be reaping that harvest in 2025. We will be seeing the consequences of our actions come to pass in 2025. And what will this bring? It will bring a separation of the people, a greater separation of the people. I mean, the Lord is doing some serious sifting. And I describe, you know, the three groups of people that will be sifted and emerged. And I don't want to go into too much detail, but I did receive instructions, you know, for each group. And the first group you can find in the first book of Chronicles, chapter 9. And I call this group the unfaithful. And this group has not been responding to the word of the Lord, or either they've grown cold in the relationship with the Lord. In the book of Chronicles, it explains that Judah was taken captive by Babylon because of their unfaithfulness, because they lacked faith in the Lord. And what does this mean? This means that this group is putting their faith into other things that are not God and not of God. Their faith is in their own esteem, their own talent, their position, their career, their money, what they have accomplished, their relationships, or even their past relationship with the Lord. They used to be on fire for God. they feel like I've been there, done that, and haven't fostered the relationship with God, and it's grown cold. And what happens is that they end up growing hard, for their hearts are hardened towards the things of God. And well, for this group, my recommendation is to repent, to turn towards the Lord. But in this case, you know, God's retiring his grace and his mercy, because it's not that they haven't been given chances or God hasn't been gracious or merciful. This is a continuous thing that has been going on. You know, it hasn't happened overnight. This is, it takes time to grow hard in the Lord, and they've ignored the voice of the Lord. And so the Lord's like, okay, well, if you don't want anything to do with me, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get anything to do with me. And what I see for this group is a lot of shaking, you know, a lot of, there's going to be demotions, there's going to be catastrophes and ministries. There's going to be a lot of exposure. The covering and protection of the Lord is going to come on, and it's going to really shake people up to say, oh wow, you know, God is responsible for putting me in that position of authority. You know, God was the one holding my ministry and my family together. And it's going to be a very humbling season for this group. And so either humble yourself or be humbled. But at the end of the day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that this group will see that if they don't humble themselves. Now, testing and shaking, God permits this to turn to him, to be humbled, to be processed. It's almost like a last attempt, you know, for God to shake up and wake up this group from spiritual slumber. And you know, I'm praying for this group. I'm praying for repentant hearts. I'm praying that they come into the sheepfold, that they get encounters with the gospel and just get invigorated and woken up from their spiritual slumber. So that's the first group. And the second group, they're responding differently. You know, they have gone through the shaken process and they are waking up, and they call this the arising army. And you can see this group in Ezekiel chapter 37, when Ezekiel had a vision of himself in a valley of dry bones, and the Lord said to prophesy over these bones, and he will bring them back to life, make them come together and grow flesh and get put back. And you know, these bones are symbolic of the current condition of Christians in general. And this is a time of revival, and the Lord is bringing people back into an awareness of his presence, bringing them back to their first love. And people are getting their hearts set on fire again, and they're coming back into the love of God, the family of Christ. They're coming together with their brothers and sisters in Christ and becoming part of the body of Christ again. And this is going to be an amazing season, amazing 2025 for this group. It is going to be a time of preparation, a time of training, and a time of testing, but not testing because they're in disobedience, but testing. Because see, testing comes from God, and it also comes from disobedience. And so this type of shaking and testing is to refine, is to make stronger, it's to build up, it's to prepare. It's so that anything that's limiting or restricting or could be a stumbling block will come off, will break off, will not be there. So God can take you to the levels that He wants for you. And, it's people are going to start serving in their ministry positions. They're going to start coming into their divine helpers. They're going to start seeing breakthroughs in other areas of their lives that were stuck. Because, see, the principle here is the spiritual always comes first. So, for this particular group, the spiritual part is coming into place, and all other areas of life will start to align and experience that breakthrough. Now, this also is a time to practice discipline, to be obedient to the Lord, practice hearing the voice of God. And there may be some errors and missteps, and that's okay, because God's grace, His mercy, His favor is with you. So take courage and just keep moving forward in the Lord. Now, for this last group I call the Suddenlies, and you can find them in the book of John, chapter 6, in the story when the disciples were commanded by Jesus to get in a boat and to go off and arrive at a destination. And Jesus went somewhere else to be by himself. And so these were a group of disciples. The disciples were caught in the middle of the water in the fourth watch of the night, which is like those dark, dark moments right before the sun comes up. And they were caught in a storm. The winds were going contrary. They were tired because they were just rowing, rowing, rowing. And for this group, this is a group of disciples. These are folks who have been obedient to the Lord. They have been going through their processing. They have been going through a season of training, of discipleship, of preparation, of testing. And it seems like the testing is never over. It's like one thing after another. And for this group, I really want to speak to you because you may be feeling exhausted. You may be feeling like, Lord, where are you? I had a prophetic word. I had a promise. I'm believing this, but I'm growing weary. I'm tired. It's like the year's almost over. It's the last part of the night. It's just getting darker and darker here. I'm not seeing the breakthrough. And what the Lord is saying is that I arrive on time. The Lord is not late. The Lord arrived when the disciples needed them. They arrived at that at he arrived at the perfect time. And so keep that promise. The Lord is faithful to complete what he starts. What he has started in your life, he will finish it. You've been doing it, and you've been going in your strength and in your effort. And the Lord says, it is by my spirit that it will happen. So continue in the instructions and the obedience of the Lord. And this will be a season and a year of suddenlies, where suddenly what you were hoping for comes to pass, where suddenly you start to see your family transformed, where suddenly your spouse comes and apologizes for, the way that you have been treated, where suddenly the Lord starts to use you in healings and in miracles, where suddenly you receive that healing or that miracle or that blessing that you've been hoping for. And so it will be a year of suddenlies for this group of people. And so do not be discouraged. Stay encouraged. Stay on your way. The winds will turn in your favor. And for this group, if you read John chapter 6, as soon as Jesus was received onto their boat, they immediately arrived at their destination. So there may be areas in your life where you still have not received Jesus. You still haven't let him in. There may be some things he wants you to refine in your character before you get to your destination. So go through that process. Receive him. Don't hold anything back from the Lord. And I declare in the name of Jesus that suddenly, you will arrive at your destination. You will see that dream come to pass. You will see the promises of the Lord unfold before your eyes. And you will praise the Lord for his faithfulness. You will give him all the glory for what he's about to do in your life. And so I hope this has been a blessing. If you identify with any of these groups, write me a comment. Let me know. I'm going to put my links in to the podcast, my YouTubes and blogs. Get linked into my website, empoweringlives.online, where you can find more resources to help you live a powerful life, to ensure that you excel and succeed and do great exploits for the Lord in this upcoming year. So I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you. Until the next one.